a giant squats tells went to sleep. One day while I was composing, the telephone rang. A lady's voice said, "Is this John Cage, the percussion composer?" I said, "Yes." She said, "This is the J. Walter Thompson Company." I didn't know what that was, but she explained that their business is advertising. She said, "Hold on, one of our directors wants to speak to you." During the pause, my mind went back to my composition. Then suddenly a man's voice said, "Mr. Cage, are you willing to prostitute your art?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, bring us some samples, try you." True. I did. After hearing a few recordings, one of the directors said to me, "Wait a minute." Then seven directors formed what looked like a football huddle. From this, one of them finally emerged, came over to me, and said, "You're too good for us. We're going to save you for Robinson Crusoe."
Burnt Norton, from Four Quartets by T.S. Eliot. Words move, music moves only in time. But that which is only living can only die. Words, after speech, reach into the silence. Only by the form, the pattern, can words or music reach the stillness. As a Chinese jar still moves perpetually in its stillness. Not the stillness of the violin, while the note lasts, not that only, but the coexistence, or say that the end precedes the beginning. And the end and the beginning were always there, before the beginning and after the end. And all is always now.